Blog Talk Radio.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
The Debunker Boys, thanks for listening in. It's Ryan Gazzardo representing. I'm running solo tonight. Rob might be calling in a little bit later, but other than that, I'm doing it on my own. So we'll see how this goes. If you want to call in, tell a funny story, tell a paranormal story, whatever you want, go ahead and call in. Give us a call, 323-580-5703. And remember to press 1 to talk to the Debunker Boys. We're amazing. We're sexy. We're awesome. You know, whatever else. You know, we're assholes. Whatever you want to call us. Call in. Talk to us. We're going to start the show here. I'm going to start the show here in just a couple of minutes. Listen to the amazing sounds of Def Leppard. I can't even talk straight. Def Leppard. Sugar on me, baby. I want it. That paranormal sugar. Yeah. Want it in my mouth. That sweet sugar. That Debunker Boy sugar. Give it up. Unfortunately, Robert cannot be on right now. He's got some prior engagements. It's okay. I'll run this show solo. On with me tonight is Chris Melikon. Did I say that correct?
It's Melasson.
Melasson. Okay.
It's kind of Cajun French, kind of New Orleans, you know, last name.
All right, boss. You run the Paranormal Society of New Orleans, correct?
Yeah, yeah, the group I run.
Awesome. And you guys do ghost hunting tours down there in New Orleans?
Yeah, we do. I'm also the owner of NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours, where we take people into haunted locations that, you know, PS&O and Dow South Paranormal has gone into and, you know, certified haunted, you know, like, you know, it's a lot of activity. So what we do is we take people in, give them a brief, very brief history of the place, sit them down. We do an equipment introduction. We talk about paranormal theory and show them, like, you know, how to use the ghost hunting equipment properly. And then we take them on a paranormal investigation, you know, put the equipment in their hands. So it's kind of what we do down here. But, you know, I'm also with, you know, Paranormal Site in New Orleans. We do residentials and historical sites. We mainly focus on residentials, trying to be a, you know, to help out the community. And because we get a lot of calls and a lot of emails about, you know, types of hauntings that are going on and people are, you know, uncomfortable or, you know, even afraid to live in their own house. So, you know, we go in and see what's going on and try and help them out as best we can.
That's bomb-ass, dude. You know, I cannot think of a spookier location or a spookier town than New Orleans. It just has so much. I bet. I'm actually about to, along with the Debunker Boys, I'm about to start my own. I don't want to call it a business because, you know, obviously in ghost hunting you don't make any money. It's more of a glorified hobby, and you know you're forking out all this money to buy equipment and this and that. You may get a donation here or there, but in my town, I live in Freeport, Illinois, a very historic town. The oldest house was built in 1814, which is really, really cool. And everybody, ever since I started doing this back when I was in the military, people were always coming up to me saying, oh, man, you do that ghost hunting thing and telling me a story about something that happened in their house, you know, about, you know, this or that. And I'm like, well, cool. I'll come check it out. Just let me get myself established first. So, you're actually getting ready to go on a investigation tonight, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually going back to the same location where I caught the supposed dust bugs orb video. You know, so I'm going back there to try and recreate it to see, you know, if I can actually debunk it to see what it is. You know.
Oh, man, music to my ears, brother. Music to my ears, that debunking word, you know. You know, anytime someone, that's what we love to hear on our radio show. We love to hear that somebody caught something and they're going back either that night or in the future to try to find some sort of organic reason on how this happened or why this happened. And, you know, good luck with that because it's not easy in this field. It is not easy at all.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, for the listeners out there, I just wanted to tell you, if you go to the Debunker Boys Facebook page, I'll post it all over. Chris Melisson. I love that name. It sounds so formal, you know, like you need to be sticking your pinky up while you're drinking tea.
It's actually a couple of different pronunciations. You could say Melisson, you could say Melisson, you know, it's like the rolls up off the tongue kind of deal. So.
Or you can do the American version and just say Melikanen.
Yeah.
But
that's the northern version, you know.
Yep. But he captured a video that's under a lot of controversy. He posted on Facebook, the wonderful, ever so famous Facebook. And why don't you go ahead and talk about the amazing responses you got to your video on the Paranormal Unity. I love that word. And we were talking with Rob Demarest about that Paranormal Unity. And how Paranormal Unity means you just have to kiss everyone's ass. But go ahead and talk about that situation, because you definitely got heated about that.
Yeah, I got kind of upset. Well, here's the thing. I don't post just anything online. You know, if I post something, it's because it's gone through like 5 or 6 other investigators that I know across the country that I respect that you know, have been doing this for a very long time. They have great experience. They have great input, you know. A couple of them are video analysts, you know. So, like, you know, if I catch something, you know, I send it to them before I ever even put it out there. I don't just put stuff out there. It's very, very rare that you'll see me put a video like that out there, you know. And when I captured this, you know, during evidence review, I said, this is interesting. You know, I looked at the details on it. You know, I asked certain questions. I looked for other things. And, you know, it's everything that I was looking at, you know, wasn't pointing towards it's just a dust or a bug, you know. And I've actually been able to break it down to where, you know, it still had me scratching my head. So I sent it to a few friends, and they told me, look, this is not dust. This is not dust, and I don't see any wings flapping. It has a tailing behind it, you know. You know, they saw certain details that got them excited. So I said, okay, after it went through that process, then I said, you know what, let's just post it on my wall and see what happens, you know. And post it on my wall, and a lot of the, you know, investigators out there, even some pretty big name ones, you know, that a lot of people respect, they have a huge following, commented, and they all said, this isn't a dust, this isn't bugs, you know, it's a great capture, you know. And so I decided to share it on National Paranormal Society's Facebook page. And I'm never on there or anything like that, you know. I did have a thing a while back where they were at. What's that?
So, you know, so that those pages, you know, they're infamous for people posting a selfie or a picture of them in the bathtub or something like that, and going, oh, look at the, you know, in the steam you can see this this demon's face. What do you guys think? And you know,
yeah.
This is what upset me.
I put it up there, and obviously this is a video that you need to look at several times. You need to get it in slow motion. You need to break it down. You know, I mean, this is how I do it as a paranormal investigator. I don't know how anybody else does it. You know what I'm saying? But immediately, it wasn't even 10 minutes after I posted it that I was getting these expert responses that it's just a bug. And I'm like, okay, first it was dust, and then she said, well, let me look at it again. And then, oh, it's just a bug. So I was like, is it dust or is it bug? You know? She's like, oh, definitely a bug. So obviously you're responding to me.
It's a combination of the two. It's a bust.
Exactly. And it was funny because it was like a dusty. We were making jokes about it, you know? But obviously you're making an assumption. You know, you're coming to a conclusion of what this video is. And you're not even really looking at it, you know? That kind of upset me, you know? And another thing is that, you know, this guy on there, you know, he was saying, you know, how, you know, he's been doing this for years and he's an expert or whatever like that. I don't think he actually said the word expert, but he was just saying, you know, what are you, all this stuff, like giving me his resume. And he's just like, it's definitely a bug. And I was like, cool. Well, obviously, since you're so confident in this, can you send me a video of a bug that would show me the exact replica of this video that I have? Because that's what I've been looking for to debunk it. He couldn't do that. So what they decided to do was post a picture of a bug in the daytime. That's what they decided to do. And then the admin, the head lady on there, she stated that it's not my job, it's not their job to prove to me it's a bug, but it's my job to prove that it's not. And I was like, really? Like, you really going to come out here and say that? Like, you know, you're not even really looking at the video. I mean, you consider yourself a big name in the paranormal world. You have this huge 50,000 Facebook page, whatever. You know, obviously you'd be able to carry yourself a lot better than that, you know? So, I mean, it upset me. I didn't act disrespectful on their page or anything like that through the entire conversation. I was very respectful. You know, I just felt like they were very talking down to me. So I went on my Facebook page and I stated my opinion on my personal Facebook page. Well, one of the admins saw it and they banned me, which is fine. It's just immaturish, you know. I mean, here we are. We're out here. We're putting out evidence of things that we can't explain. And everybody who thinks they're an expert in this field and they have all the answers, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, you know, because if anybody out there says, I'm an expert, I know more than you, or I know this, they already don't know shit, okay? I don't care who they are, because they haven't been able, ego hasn't allowed them to learn anything at all, period. Because that's the first thing you need to learn, is that you're not an expert, and we're all, you know, trying to just figure certain things out. You know what I'm saying? I didn't post this video saying it was paranormal. I posted this video saying, I can't explain this, okay? I didn't say it was paranormal.
That's the definition
right?
of paranormal. That is the definition
exactly.
of paranormal.
Exactly. And I was looking for someone to explain it to me. Nobody could explain it to me. So,
Well, yeah. on with us right now is my co-host and doctor in ghost hunting, paranormal expert. Because you know what, in this field, you know, it's self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
Robert Cornell on with us. What's up, Rob?
What's up? You guys up there?
Glad you could join us. Oh, we're just talking about Chris's video that he posted and about how he got banned on a paranormal page for that. Chris, if you have a second, I'd love to tell you my story. I was on this page that was called Paranormal for Sale or something like that, and this woman had posted a picture of a green rock and said it was a magical dragon from the chaos realm that did this and that and this and that, and it protected you in your sleep and this and that. And she was selling this fucking rock for $35. Well, I in response to that, I made a post of a chipmunk and said it was an elder elf god from the realm of Mordor, and it makes you waffles in the morning and you know, tickles your prostate in your sleep and everything. And guess what? People, you know, obviously mine was bullshit, but I got so many comments on this from people saying, why are you making fun of people on this page? I said, because what they're doing is ridiculous, you know? Anybody can create their own religion. And it just takes a few idiots to follow it to make it popular. And,
yeah.
You know, that's the same problem we have on these paranormal pages, because one person starts something and everybody else wants to be part of the clique. So they will play into the hype, and that creates a false reality in their mind around this false belief, this idiocracy is what me and Robert call it. And when somebody actually challenges these people, these self-proclaimed experts, they get butthurt.
Yeah. There's a lot. I've ran into people in the paranormal field. I mean, look, dude, there's a lot of crazy people in the paranormal field. A lot of people that just really aren't there. You know, when I run into people and they're telling me that they can cross spirits over, and they, you know, yeah, I crossed two spirits over tonight. I mean, it just seems like, you know, it's completely ridiculous. You know, I'm not, and that's why I make damn sure that everything I do has an explanation to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, yeah, I caught this EVP, but I caught it on a digital recorder. I'm not giving you a picture of a magic rock or anything like that. I'm not sitting out a picture of a bonfire saying, do you see 18 faces in this bonfire? You know, I'm not saying I'm really down to earth and, like, you're really just out there doing research in the paranormal field and putting my evidence out there for what, you know, for what it's worth. It is what it is, you know. You really have to – any good paranormal investigator has to really have sense of logic, you know, and like, you know, what is right and what is wrong, what is realistic and what is fantasy, you know. Like, I mean, I could go – like, here's the thing. Like, this last location I was at, every time we would go through a certain part of the house, our cameras would get distorted, you know. We can't explain that. But, you know, and here goes in my brain thinking that maybe it could be a portal or something like that, but I don't get that far-fetched with it. If I can't prove the small things, how am I going to go try to prove the huge things? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I have to really keep a good sense of logical, a good mindset about, you know, what's going on, you know, especially if we catch an EVP, you know. Yeah, you know, there's three men standing in a room and we get an EVP of a woman and there's no woman around. I mean, trying to explain that. Is it radio waves? What is it, you know? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to explain the big part. I'm trying to make sense of the small things, you know? So
so you're not trying to be a Zach Bagans ghost hunter, correct?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of things about Zach, but, you know, one thing I can say, I don't watch many ghost shows or anything like that. I might get a text or a message from somebody saying, hey, Ghost Adventures is trying out the new SB-11 on their show. They're making a debut on the show. Check it out and see how they use it, you know. And I'll do stuff like that, you know. And the only show really out there that really experiments with a lot of new equipment is Ghost Adventures. You don't really see anybody else, you know, really experimenting with new innovative things, you know. You got guys out there like Steve Huff that are using a new tablet, you know, an ITC. You know, you got you got Danny Big Beard out there with his Echovox, you know, trying new things. That's what I'm looking into, you know, the technology side of the paranormal field and where we're going to go. Because I believe if we're ever going to get anywhere in this field, it's going to be through technology. It's not going to be through psychics or mediums or a blue rock or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be equipment. It's going to be advanced technology and paranormal equipment. That's what's going to get us where we need to be. So, you know, I got to give Zach kudos for that. He tries new things, you know. So,
while we're on this subject, I want to put a name out there. Robert Veach. Look him up on Facebook. Robert, V-E-A-C-H. He runs V Paranormal. He is the guy that has actually created a lot of the equipment that Ghost Adventures is using. He created what's it called? The germanium diode, the Radiv diode that Ghost Adventures used. He created the reverse ghost box, which actually sends our voice back into the radio spectrum, almost like we're talking to them rather than them talking to us. Which is really, really cool.
Yeah,
so check that guy out, Robert Veach. He is a brilliant inventor, electrical engineer. So, everything that you're saying, brother, is music to our ears. We almost want to make you an honorary debunker boy. What techniques are you going to use tonight to try to debunk your video?
Well, the main thing that I have to use tonight is that, you know, we're going to set up a couple of different IR cameras, and I'm also going to set up some regular cameras, because we were only catching certain things when it wasn't IR. IR, on that type of spectrum, it wasn't being picked up. These kind of anomalies, we caught them a couple times that night. So I'm going to have different cameras set up, trying to recreate it. I'm going to be going through trying to create different dust patterns. I'm going to try and position ourselves to where we were. I studied the video where everyone was at. You know, the best thing is, like, look, if I can recreate this video, then that's a win. Then that means that I was able to, you know, debunk something that a lot of people thought was truly paranormal, you know, and that's a win for me. Like, when we go into a residential, you know, I'm going there to say, okay, you're hearing knocking noises in your home, okay, in your walls, it's because you have a loose pipe up in your attic. Or, you know, you're seeing shadows in your basement, it's because your breaker box isn't wired correctly and it's pushing out, you know, 40 milliglasses of EMF, you know, and you're hypersensitive to electromagnetic field, and it's causing you to have, you know, hallucinations and paranoia and nausea. That you know, I'm there to make sense of that stuff. So we try different techniques, whatever I can,
Amen.
You know, to try different things to recreate what took place that night, you know.
No homeowner wants to hear that they have a demon in their house and needs to call in a priest to do an exorcism. You know,
no.
That's the problem with most.
And trust me, that's the last thing that I want to do when I go into a place. I'm not looking for demons, bro. I'm not looking for any of that. I mean, those things. I mean, I've come across one case that you could possibly say was demonic, and it was a horrifying case for me. It's the worst I've ever done. It really, truly, like, you know, all skepticism was thrown out the window that night. Even prior to that, catching some amazing evidence on other investigations. You know, nobody, I don't want to walk into a place and say, you have something, you know, very negative here. I don't want to do that, you know. I want to go in to be able to explain things. That's my goal. And I struggle with that, you know, like, you know, try and develop different techniques of debunking and trying to figure out things. I mean, I get obsessed, you know, and it can drive me crazy trying to figure stuff out, you know. So,
yeah, it can get a lot. You know, Robert and I have narrowed it down that 1% of all paranormal claims are actually paranormal. And
yeah.
We've actually got a case coming up that's actually here in my hometown that Robert has actually got to drive 8 hours to, but he is more than happy to, because this falls into the 1% category that may be an actual ghost. Mm-hmm. And we are very excited to get in here and check this out. Ain't that right, Rob?
Yeah, 1% is right. That's the thing about, I always say, the paranormal isn't consistent, okay? If it's consistent, it's probably natural. You know, because when you catch up to paranormal, you know, it's like winning the lottery trying to catch that again, you know? So
it's like fishing.
It is like fishing.
That's what we do
on the tours. When we take people into haunted places,
that.
Like, look, we might not catch anything. The only thing I can guarantee you, what you're buying a ticket for, is that you're going to know what it's like to be a paranormal investigator for, you know, 2 hours. That's the only thing you're paying for. Now, if activity pops off, hey, it pops off. But if it doesn't, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of like taking a charter boat out to the Gulf. You pay a captain $300 to take you out fishing. Sometimes you don't catch nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. So, but there's no real consistency in the paranormal.
No. And Robert and I are actually working on a device that might make it a little bit more consistent, at least where we find paranormal evidence, we're actually going to be able to isolate it into a device. I don't want to call it ITC because it's not ITC. It's actually almost like a vacuum is what it is. And it may be able to isolate everything. We're into new innovative technology,
Like I said earlier, that's the only thing that the paranormal field needs right now. Okay, is new innovative people trying different experiments, trying out new techniques, trying out new equipment, doing experiments, seeing what we come up with. That's the only thing right now the paranormal field needs. Because the only reason the paranormal field has gotten so big in the last 12, 13, 15 years is because of the equipment that's come out. I mean,
it is.
Nobody just popped up one day and said, hey, ghost hunters, you know? I mean, it's only the equipment. And, people get this stuff off the internet and they go out there and they go looking. And that's great, you know? And for you guys to sit there and say, look, I'm going to try and build a new piece of device that can help us out in the paranormal field. That's what we need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the route we have to go.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the thing is, what's out there right now is 40 years old. And it's stuff that was used 40 years ago.
Yeah.
We're not going to update. Yeah, we're not going to update a piece of equipment. This is fresh. I actually came up with something last night, too, that I yet to talk to Ryan about that's going to deal with photons. And making our spectrum a little bit more clear with, using cameras, because cameras are pretty much useless right now for major purposes.
Don't give away the secret, man.
No. It's not a secret. I mean, it's no one's thought of this. I've looked everywhere, and I didn't even give an inkling of what it is. That was just a word I was throwing out there. So
okay, all right. Just making sure.
Yeah. No, it's not like I'm gonna charge anybody for it, but our name will be on it. So
most definitely. It's sad. It's sad that nobody is really. You know what? Pardon my French, but the last thing this field needs is another goddamn EVP. That's the last thing we need. We don't need any more EVPs. We don't need any more voices saying I'm dead or whatever. You know, it's cool.
I'm going to give a little hint. But
all right,
not really
man.
That much of a hint. No one has looked where I'm looking. No one has thought of looking where I'm looking. But where I'm looking was just figured out. And that's the only hint I'm going to give to you. By physicists.
I know what you're talking about. It was it was crazy. We were having this physicist actually give us a word problem that actually had our formula for what we needed.
Yeah,
but
for sound, but I found one for light too. So we're going light and sound, Ryan, not just sound.
All right, Chris, we're not leaving you out of the loop or anything, but now you already covered debunking if this was dust, but that your orb, now I'm air quoting that because Robert and I, we have a strong bias against orbs, but we're not ruling out any possibilities. If it is dust with an intelligent flight pattern, we believe it could be somehow, you know, some manifestation
manipulation
of these dust particles that can be seen in the physical spectrum. Now whether or not ghosts can be seen in the physical spectrum, I don't believe it. Robert doesn't really believe it. A lot of people are posting these videos from their iPhones about, saying that there's a ghost in their iPhone or something like that. No, the iPhone is a cheap piece of equipment. It has a cheap camera on it. There is no way it has some sort of magical app or device on it that can see the paranormal spectrum that the naked eye can't see. So,
besides infrared, it can see infrared, and we can't see that. But yeah, it's just a regular freaking camera.
Yeah.
Yes, but how are you going to try to debunk the possibility that this is insect?
Well, I mean, try and capture, you know. Use the cameras, even though they're worthless.
It's just they don't produce enough evidence for anybody to say, "Oh my God, that's
I see that. If evidence happens, when this so-called bug or orb or whatever you want to call it, I'm not even calling this, you know, paranormal. I'm just saying it had me scratching my head, you know. What else? This one, if my, you know, REM pod or if my millimeter would have, you know, went off when it was traveling through, then, you know, I would have been like,
that was,
you know,
pretty cool.
You know, that, you know, that's showing something that, you know, hey, there's manipulation in the atmosphere of electromagnetic, you know, field. So, recreating this, I'm gonna put everybody where they were before, and we're gonna record the same way we were recording, with the same type of equipment, and we're just going to try and see if we can recreate it. I mean, there's no other way that I can see you recreating this if this is an insect. I mean, sorry, I can't summon insects to come down and fly through the front of the camera, you know?
Do you have
an ionic meter? Do you have an ionic meter by chance? Like,
no.
Something that tells you what the ions in the air, like the weather ions, actually manipulate things. There's things called lightning balls, and they can be actually created on a subatomic level, and they look like orbs.
That's awareness that needs to be put out there, because, you know, that's the thing. When someone catches a piece of evidence or catches something that they aren't aware of yet that is something natural, they need to be able to go online and you need to be say, oh, well, there it is. Okay, well, I didn't catch that. You know, I caught that, but it's something natural. Why? Because you went online and the resources were there, you know, to be able to get that. And that's one of the things I was so upset with is when people just kept saying, you know, oh, this is nothing. Well, show me that it's nothing. That's what I want to see. I want to see this recreated. I want to see, you know, you tell me that you caught the same thing, you know, several years ago, and then you went back and you debunked it. Show me, because that's how we grow. That's how we learn. That's when we become better investigators.
Most definitely.
You know?
Most
definitely. That's one of the main reason I got so pissed off, you know, because it's like, oh, I didn't put my stuff on your website for you just to tell me, like, you're some god and how awesome you are. I put it on there for, you know, actual paranormal discussion, not for you to act like a second-grade teacher talking to me like I'm a two-year-old. You know, I'm just not...
Well, for everybody out there listening, there's a thing. It's called a Tesla circuit. that's out there that you can hook an LED to, or you can hook your flashlight to, and it has a, an antenna. And you can get this, it's called Tesla circuit. Look it up online. Build this circuit, hook a flashlight bulb to it, and when you're in a room that is high on ionic, you know, energy, or it has a big magnetic field and the dispersing energy, it will light that light bulb up. And it's as old as is, you know, the light bulb itself, or DC and AC, or DC actually. It's a DC circuit is what it is. So someone should try that too. I've never seen anybody use the Tesla circuit to try to pick up energy and see if what's going on in that room that way.
Oh, no.
Here's another idea for everybody.
Chris, I understand you don't have too much time because you're getting ready for your investigation, but just before we run out of time with you, would you want to go ahead and plug your stuff, your website, your ghost hunting team, your YouTube page, whatever you want to plug?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can find us at www.paranormalsocietyneworleans.com. We're on Facebook at Paranormal NOLA. Your YouTube page is the same thing. It's www.youtube.com/ParanormalNOLA. You know, we do residential investigations. We do historic sites. You know, I got a backed up list right now of investigations we're doing right now in the metro area. So that's pretty much how you can get in contact with me.
Do you guys got anything exciting coming up, that any events or anything?
Well, I'm going to be at Tombstone, Arizona next year. Let me get the date. I'm going to be speaking there. There's a few celebrities that are going to be there. Hold on. Let me pull up the date here real quick. It's going to be May 1st through May 3rd in Tombstone, Arizona. I'm going to be in Tyler, Texas, speaking at Tyler Paranormal Conference. That's going to be April. Crap, he doesn't have the date on here. I don't have the date.
We'll say in April sometime, and you can update it later. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, go ahead and have you liked us on Facebook, the Debunker Boys?
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't like you guys on Facebook. And I have a paranormal page on Facebook, Paranormal Society in New Orleans. So.
Well, if you want to go ahead.
April 25th through 26th.
If you want to go ahead and put that on our Debunker Boys page, so everybody can in the area can go ahead and like that and check it out, go to it, see you in person, that'd be awesome. So definitely put that on our page.
All right. I sure will.
But
we'll go ahead and pop you on. We'll pop you on our YouTube too when we get it up and going. We'll plug you on there.
Cool. Okay. Sounds good, guys. I appreciate you guys letting me come on and talk to y'all tonight.
Yeah. Well, you have an awesome investigation, Debunker Boy away, right?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
See Chris out.
All right. Rob, yeah. So that was pretty cool talking with that guy, talking with Chris. Melision, as his name
Melision?
Goes. Melision. It's French, which makes sense because he's in the he's in New Orleans, which is strongly French, right?
The French Quarter. Hence the French
I don't
Quarter.
Know.
Yeah, there's a place called the French Quarter in New Orleans because it is. There's a lot of French people there. Yep. Or was, I don't know now. But.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways. But these Facebook pages, they are getting so ridiculous. Like, I've had to unfollow so many of them because, call me an asshole, but I cannot keep my mouth shut when I see somebody post some bullshit. Like, just recently, somebody posted on one of the pages, they said, "Have you ever been touched by a ghost?" And everybody's going, Yes, I've been touched many times, you know. I've been touched by a demon, you know. I'm having this demon following me that touches me all the time. I was just laughing my ass off reading the comments, and I decided to put, yeah, I've had a hand job one time. And, you know, I once again, I got banned from that page.
Well, I mean, I would have banned you if you said hand job, but. Yeah, I don't
oh,
think
I
they
did.
Banned you because you were giving your opinion. Yeah. I think they were banning you because you're talking about getting a hand job.
Oh my God, it's like everybody in the paranormal community is a fucking nun, or you know, is a virgin, and you know, saving themselves for marriage, that'll never happen.
Yeah, I think we need to strongly explain to the listeners that we are scientific. No matter what we personally believe in, our goal is to stay scientific. Like, I have my personal beliefs. You have your personal beliefs. We keep those personal beliefs out of this as in a religious sense because just like personal stories, they have no proof or scientific reasoning behind them.
All right.
So
all right.
They're
all right.
Not
all right.
Part
Let
of
me,
us, right?
Let me put this out there. I have no religious beliefs. And everything that I have, everything that I believe in is scientific. Okay, you can consider being a ghost hunter a religious belief, but I believe that science will either prove or disprove ghost hunting. And either way, it's going to be awesome. I understand Robert is a devoted Christian, and he has his religious beliefs. But it all comes, like he said, science. And I personally, this is my personal belief, I believe science disproves religion. Now, But before we go any further, I just want to say right now, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, they have this this package where you get the fifth of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and a flask for $20. And right on the flask it says my allergies are acting up and I'm a little drunk. Fly straight, drink responsibly. How do they expect you to drink responsibly when they create a drink that tastes like sex? Tastes like warm sex.
Wow.
You know,
you are a little lit, aren't you?
No, it really does. It really does. It has that sweetness to it, and it has that warming effect that whiskey has on you, and it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing. And the, you know, this flask, I've never had a flask before, but how many times can somebody say, I have something with me that I can drink anywhere I go? If I go to a basketball game, I got my flask. If I go to a magic show, I've got my flask. You know, if I go to the library.
You can get open container.
You know what? You know what my argument for the judicial system for that is? It's not open. It is closed because I got the top twisted on.
I suppose that could work.
It does work. It does work.
It could work. You know what I think our next show should be about?
What?
Metaphysics.
Woo! I'm going to have to do some homework on that one.
Well, let's do the homework on that one. So
yeah,
we'll do
most
metaphysics.
Definitely. Okay. All right, let me tell you this, okay? I'm in the ecology class right now, and my ecology teacher considers the study of Bigfoot a pseudoscience, meaning it's fringe science, which means it uses scientific terminology, but it has no scientific backing behind it. And I am trying to convince this asshole that Bigfoot exists, that Bigfoot is believable, that if I am too drunk to continue.
Cryptozoology. We can do that on the other show. How about we do the first part of the show about metaphysics? We'll do a complete 2-hour show. We'll do the first part about metaphysics and the second part about Bigfoot. And I have a person that loves talking about Bigfoot, and we'll have them on. Word? Word?
I just had one of our listeners hit me up and say, let's get drunk, fool.
You're already drunk, fool.
Yes. I'm not drunk, okay? I'm intellectually fucked up.
All right, well, intellectually fucked up. Play a song for like 9 minutes and then end the show.
Sounds good, man.
All right, I'm going to jump off here and go talk to my peoples.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor.